The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Final hour of the broadcast, Q105-909. Denny Schaefer Show brought to you by Eva's. Get $50 off free alterations, any dress purchase from Eva's Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Forecast today, showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high of 68. Tomorrow, cloudy, occasional showers, high near 65. Is it raining out there? You guys look out there?
No.
It's raining out there?
No,
all right.
No, not yet.
61 at last check here at the Cumulus Compound at Toledo's Q105. 419-240-1055 to play along. All right, who's our winner of the OCD contest? Something you just can't stop doing, or you can't let go, or you got to do, or, oh my gosh, it's 64 heat wave.
Whoa.
64.
Casey is our winner.
Casey, what was Casey's OCD?
Hers was about, we were talking about, she was the last caller, the one about the blankets and everything else.
Trisha can relate.
I just can
and
totally
the radio
relate.
Volume having to be on
that
an
was
even
her.
Number.
Yeah, yep. That is just bizarre. How do you get to that point where it's just like, oh, that bothers me? What do you mean it bothers you? Yeah, when I'm listening to the queue, it's got to be on 8 or 10.
Right.
Can't be 9 or 11 if the volume is at 9. Nope.
I think that's so funny.
Gotta just bump it up just to 1 to keep it even.
And I thought it was weird. I like my toaster settings up and down. But that's even weirder, I think.
Toaster settings, too? Gosh, I've known you for a long time. I didn't realize you were this OCD.
Yeah, I like
Susie, you know.
Little moments of control that I like. Those are
think,
the little things. The rest, I just give it all up to God. But the little stuff, oh, yeah, I like to obsess
about
those little things.
He's too busy? He can't handle that?
Well, I want to take care of something for him.
All right, so he doesn't need us. but he loves us. So you think maybe that's why we have lasted and got along for all these years is because we're all so OCD?
I think it's because we're all neurotic what I think.
Well, we're not OCD, about the show. I mean, there are times, recently, last few months, all of a sudden Susie couldn't take it anymore. She got up during a commercial break, came over, and plucked one of my eyebrow hairs because it was wonky. Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's about it. I mean, for the most part, we all really get along, and maybe it's because of our crazy OCD-ness.
Our quirks, yeah. Like when I come in, I have to have all my stuff in a certain place. My water, my coffee, my phone. I have to have certain pet. Everything's got to be just such a way.
So you know what we're
going to
do now.
Susie's the same way.
You're going to go to the bathroom. Susie's going to rearrange all your crap.
So when I notice.
So when you come back and you'll be, oh, my God.
Right.
Somebody touched my area.
Yeah, right.
Get out of my area.
Violated your
true,
area.
I feel
like
so
papers,
violated.
You know, you got.
Well, he's like that, too, if we move his stacks around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to have it set up the same way every day.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it is. I don't know. That's
just
very bizarre.
It is.
All right, congratulations. All right, 912. Things we no longer do thanks to technology. You know, I read a story where your cell phone is as addicting as cigarettes and alcohol.
Well, I believe it, for sure.
They've done a study, and that scares the crap out of me because our kids, I got a 14 and almost 16-year-old, and their brains are not fully developed. And I'm not sure mine is, but it should be. But what is it doing to their brains? That's the thing that scares the bejesus out of me, because they can't help themselves.
It's instinctive.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
And they just think, well, it's just normal, not knowing that the social media is really anti-social media, and it's actually making them more lonely and sad, and they don't even realize it. I mean, there's been studies on that. Instagram is the worst.
I want somebody to study the use of bikes, because I don't think kids ride bikes anymore. Because they don't need to go to each other's homes.
Yeah, they just FaceTime.
They just FaceTime.
Right.
Isn't there a new app called House Party where you can actually bring a bunch of friends together and have a party?
Right. Without
even though
leaving.
You're at different homes.
Right.
And you can see everybody. Yeah, look it up. I thought I saw a thing on it. It's taken off. It's like a huge thing.
Oh, you're kidding.
Called House Party.
Because I feel like you really don't see kids riding bikes. Like, I mean, you do when they're really little.
Yeah, you do.
You see the little ones.
That's true.
But like at my, like when I was 10, 11, 12, I mean,
that was it,
I did everything. That's all you did. You rode bikes.
I rode my bike. I rode my bike to high school up until I got my driver's license. My freshman year, my sophomore year, up until I got my driver's license. So it was the end of my sophomore year, and I bought a car. When I worked, I mean, I rode my bike to work. I mean, that's what I did. There was no, hey, I need a ride. It's,
I don't think kids are driving as much either. I don't think
some are waiting
till
later.
A lot more are waiting to get their licenses. And I think a big part of that is because they really don't need to.
When was the last time you used a phone book?
Oh, I know. I feel so bad for the phone companies, too, because they send those books to my house, and they automatically go in the recycle bin.
Right. Mine, too.
Just like that.
Yeah.
And I feel bad about the trees that are needlessly dying.
Well, the last time I used a phone book was sometime in Louisiana 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, yeah.
The last time I ever looked.
And the thing is a lot of companies don't list anymore because so they know that.
That's one of the things, because of technology, phone book, people just get rid of them. What about the Yellow Pages? Remember that? Yellow Pages used to be the Bible.
Right.
When you had to find something, look it up in the Yellow Pages. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. When was the last time you figured out math in your head?
Oh, I know. I never liked doing that anyway.
Calculator. Mm-hmm. Right on the phone.
Back to the phone book thing. That's a real struggle for my dad because he doesn't use technology at all.
Yeah.
And he wants to know people's phone numbers. And he doesn't, like businesses in the town he lives in if he needs some help. Or friends that he wants to look up. He can't do that anymore. It's very strange, yeah.
When was the last time you told time by hands on a clock?
Oh, watches are still a thing. I feel like that's more of a...
No, but I'm talking about a clock. When was the last time you had a clock on the wall that actually had hands?
Right. No.
Well, over at DeVoe, when we mentor, they have a clock on the wall. But other than that, but for the most part, everybody uses their phone. When was the last time you made a photo album? An actual album, not keeping a montage of pictures on your computer or on Facebook. Yeah, that's another one that's going the wayside.
Probably 16 years ago.
When was the last time you called a theater to get movie times?
That's right.
That's been forever.
It's
been forever.
Do they still have the recording? Like if you
I don't know. Nobody calls.
And remember, you'd wait through the whole long message.
And then you'd forget. You'd forget. Did they say 1:30 or 1:50?
Right. You have to do it all over again.
Was that 12:50? Oh, crap. Oh. And you got to go. And your movie's the last movie. when was the last time you recorded your favorite movie on tape?
Oh, wow.
Been forever, VHS.
VHS,
yeah. Look up the spelling of a word in the actual dictionary.
Never.
When was the last time you used a phone booth? Better question, when was the last time you seen a phone booth that actually has a phone in it? Yeah. What about when was the last time you bought a CD or a record? Although vinyl is coming back for a lot of people.
Which I still think is very strange.
When was the last time you made a mixtape? I still do that, but I do it all on my computer. I mix it all on my computer.
Do you?
Back in the day, you used to have to play them and mix them. Now, I don't. I have a software program. When was the last time you cut something out of the newspaper?
Oh, wow.
See, I still do that.
Yep.
Yeah, because I only get Sundays for the coupons.
I'm sure people with coupon.
And I don't even remember this, but when was the last time you got your old checks back from the bank? Remember early on when you had a checking account?
Yeah,
they'd send you all the canceled checks?
Yeah.
Not anymore. So I want to know what happened to the movie guy, the movie phone guy. You know that guy?
Where'd he go?
Is he homeless?
Probably.
Is that guy out of a job?
He is.
Because I think I'd have been really good at that because I'm friendly as hell.
Maybe he works for Google Maps.
Once I retire from radio, I move right into that.
Oh, because you are friendly as hell.
I'm friendly as hell.
And sexy to those over 50? Yeah,
they're 60. You got bad eyes. All right, Colette, real quick, and then we have to break. We're running late here. Hello, Colette. You're on the queue. What you got?
Remember Party Lines?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you had to wait your turn?
Yeah, but when you had that.
Well, that's true. It cost more to have a private line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You used to listen in on people's conversations, didn't you?
Oh,
yeah, there you go. Your silence is so true. Oh, we all did.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody did. You couldn't say anything of any significance.
I was trying to listen to my folks.
All right, Colette, have a great
day. Bye.
See you. Bye. All right, don't move. More to come. 9:18. Denny and the girls on the queue.
Q105 weather from the Dunn Chevy Buick Weather Center. DunnChevy.com, where a great deal is a done deal. Chevy, find new roads.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today.